I am here in studio with our sponsor, Sherry Blair of Sherry Blair Financial Services, who you can reach by calling 619-997-0416 or at Sherry Blair, spelled C-H-E-R-I-B-L-A-I-R, financialservices.com. And Sherry will be speaking with us in just a moment about avoiding desperation and unhappy moments in retirement. Mm. She's going to be answering some questions from the 2017 Retirement Income Literacy Gender Differences Report, which some of you may remember I talked about a few weeks back. I failed the quiz myself. And so Sherry and I decided to go on a mission to try to educate me and everybody else, because 80% of women over, I think it was 75 or so, no, not over 75.
Around 60, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Women over 60 who took the test failed. So I was in good company. So Sherry, by the way, has been a financial consultant for over 24 years. She does work with men, but her passion is working with women. She started a while back doing educational seminars for them because, you know, having grown up in a situation where the father handled all the finances, right, and mother was kind of left out, Sherry determined that not only was that not going to be the case for her life, but she was going to help other women to be equally well-informed and well-educated about how to handle their money and how to grow their money. Because we're living longer now, especially women. And this lady is on a mission to make sure that those women grow beautiful financial futures. So welcome, Sherry. I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you, Paula. That was lovely. And I'm so glad to be here. Thank you.
Great. Yeah. And I'm so glad not only to have you here, but to have you as a sponsor, because your work is really beautiful. What you're trying to do for women is super important. You know, women are out there in the work world now, and, you know, we're earning money. We're doing all these things that we didn't used to be able to do. But that doesn't mean we really know what to do with that money. I think there's a kind of a mindset with so many people that the financial stuff needs to be handled by the guys and that women do other kinds of things, you know, and right, they could be doing brilliant work. But I think even in a lot of power couples, the men handle the money, right?
Right. Well, that's what I see or have seen for these many years. And, you know, even though that is changing, there's still many, many, many women, particularly those that are baby boomers or getting close to retirement, still rely so much on the man. And as I've said before in some of the shows, is, you know, a lot of it has to do, from my experience, is the woman's confidence in their ability of understanding the financial matters. Mm-hmm. So sometimes they're just not feeling like they can. They like you said, they can be brilliant and very powerful in their business. If they're a business person or, you know, company. But when it comes to financial things, they just defer that oftentimes.
Yes.
And I know for myself, I always saw my mother do that.
Yes.
So it just came very natural.
It was role modeled for us, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And I love it that you have a goal that's different than that for women.
Absolutely.
So, okay, let's march into the first question from the financial literacy test that was done in 2017. So, Sherry, the question is, Social Security workers' monthly benefits are increased for each year that benefits are deferred from age 62 to age, and the possible answers are A, 65, B, 66, C, 70, D, 75. And then, of course, there was don't know, which I checked all too many times when I took this test. Yeah. So what is the correct answer, Sherry?
Well, Paula, the correct answer for this question is actually C. So that is 70 years of age. So, and one of the factors that is determining when to choose Social Security benefit is your life expectancy.
Oh.
Right?
Well, but don't we all think we're going to live a long time?
Right. But, you know, those of us that have family, I mean, we have family history. Everybody has family history.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And if you consider your family history, your health, how you've taken care of yourself, mm-hmm. those things, you know, and if you're, I mean, obviously, if you're not sick, if you're sick, that's something that's completely different.
Sure.
But oftentimes, you look, you know, you consider that. Like in my family, people live on both sides, on my mother's side and my father's side, into their 90s.
Wow. So for you, it would make sense then to defer to age 70.
For me, mm-hmm. absolutely.
Got it.
And for many of my clients. Because the total benefits provided under the system, if you delay it to age 70, is going to be, the idea is, if the higher benefit is paid for a longer time, then like we were just pointing out, like in this case, you're better off, right?
Yeah, because you're getting more money if you wait. That's
right,
the bottom line, right?
Right.
And is it significantly more?
Well, you know, well, that's a good point. So let's just say, you know, people could take retirement at age 62 mm-hmm. at this right now.
Oh, okay. They can?
Uh-huh. You can take retirement at age as early as 62.
We're talking about Social Security benefits.
Yeah, Social Security benefits.
Oh, I thought you had to wait to 65.
Social Security. No.
I didn't realize it. See, you're already educating me.
Yeah, no. Okay. No, so Social Security benefits can be taken as early as 62.
I see.
So, but in order to get, let's say, what your full retirement would be, mm-hmm. it could be 66, it could be 67. Back in the day, it was 65.
I see. So now there's a flexibility between 62 and obviously and 75. Is
well,
that
no,
right?
No, no, no. 62 and 70.
70. Okay.
70.
I was looking at one of the answers on there, but that was a wrong answer.
Okay. Because it's after 70, if you don't take it, it won't grow anymore.
I see.
So you're just leaving money on the table.
Yeah, you're just leaving
money on the table.
Okay.
So.
Very interesting.
But it is a tricky situation, you know, because it's so much of it is based on longevity.
And there seems to be a lot of fear these days of whether the whole system's going to last.
Right.
So
right.
I think some people have that, grant, take the money and run. Attitude.
Absolutely. I definitely have clients like that. I've seen mm-hmm. clients sometimes when, you know, I didn't think or we didn't think from a planning perspective.
Uh-huh.
It was necessarily in their best interest looking at everything that's going on. But they're just of that mindset.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, that money's there. What if I don't live, or what if it goes away?
Right,
you know?
Right.
So, yeah.
So, for some people, then it is the better course of action to go ahead and just take it, right?
Well, I mean, I will say this.
For their peace of mind.
Yeah, for their peace of mind. And there are some, there are people that believe in the industry that you could take, let's say, because you were asking what the difference is, and I wanted to point mm-hmm. out. So let's say if you waited till your full retirement age, let's just say 66 or 66 and a half or something, because it's, you know, it would be $2,500 or, you know, $2,500 a month.
At 66.
At 66. If that's your full retirement age.
Okay. Got it.
So, but if you took it at 62, mm-hmm. you're going to take a reduced amount.
Significantly reduced?
Let's just say, maybe $1,500.
So that's $1,000 less.
That's $1,000 less.
Wow.
Now there is a calculation, and it's gauged by like about a half a percentage point. So mm-hmm. So let's say if you took it at 62, you're getting $1,500 a month.
Mm-hmm.
You could, like about a half of a percentage point, like I said, it would grow every month thereafter.
I see.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's not about a matter of just taking it at, you know, your full retirement age or starting at 62. I've seen people say, I don't want to take it, you know, I don't think I want to take it at 66 and a half. That's when their full mm-hmm. retirement age is.
Mm-hmm.
However, you know, I may want to, or I want to wait or something, but something changes in their life.
Right.
And they decided to take
that into consideration,
you know, sooner. So when they didn't do it at 62, so they turned 62, 63, 64, and there's been some changes, and they decided to take it.
Got it.
So that can be done as well.
Interesting. All right. So when we come back for our next segment, we're going to look at the next question, which is about, a single person who's likely to live to age 90 is generally going to be better off claiming Social Security benefits at what age? Okay, stick around, everybody. The answer will be revealed right after this break.
We'll be right back with more Change It Up with Paula Shaw on AM 1170, The Answer.
Change it up and face the strain. Change it.
Well, hon, I'm going in.
Going in?
Upstairs to the office to figure out our insurance.
No need.
Can't put it off. I'll see you in about 6 hours.
Bill, there's no need.
Huh?
Well, I took care of it in about 10 minutes.
Whoa, hon, this is complicated stuff.
Yep, so yesterday I called Clune.
Clune?
Clune Insurance. They're brokers who handle all types of insurance for a bunch of companies. I told them our needs, they're working up a plan, and they'll be dropping by to explain everything.
Yeah, but, you know, the extra cost of using a broker?
No extra cost, and we get personal service, not some out-of-the-country call center when we have a question or claim.
They handle all insurance?
Look, here's the info. Health, Medicare, dental and vision, disability, accident, critical illness, cancer insurance, and long-term care. They handle it all. No extra charges.
Clune.
Clune Insurance.
The guys are right. I married up.
Clune Insurance. 760-805-0646. 760-805-0646. 760-805-0646.
Now, more than ever, it's important for women to understand why they need a financial strategy. Women tend to make less money than men, live longer, and face more financial challenges during retirement. Hi, I'm Sherry Blair. With evolving roles and increasing responsibilities, women are seeking out ways to become more knowledgeable about their finances. My life's work has been to empower women to make good financial decisions today to help ensure you have a bright future tomorrow. I'm here to help you learn more and to become more. Give me a call for your free no-obligation consultation or a second opinion at 619-997-0416. 619-997-0416. That's 619-997-0416.
Sherry Blair is registered with and securities are offered through Brokers International Financial Services, LLC, member SIPC. Brokers International Financial Services, LLC is not an affiliated company. California license number 0B42369.
Welcome back to Change It Up with Paula Shaw Radio. We are here today talking about avoiding despair and desperation. And with us is Sherry Blair, the financial consultant who is sponsor for this show. Sherry Blair Financial Services.com is how you can reach her, or by calling 619-997-0416. 619-997-0416 or Sherry Blair Financial Services.com. Sherry spelled Cheri. Blair. All right. And here she is in the flesh.
Hey. All right, Paula, we're back, huh?
We're back, Ms. Sherry. So we are talking about the answers to the questions in the 2017 Retirement Income Literacy Gender Differences Report.
That is a mouthful.
I know. I think I'm just going to call it the RICP report.
You can call it Literary Quiz, the 2017 Literary Quiz.
The Financial Literacy
right. Quiz, yes.
Okay. All right. We'll call it that. That's much easier because it takes half the segment to tell the title of the other thing. Okay, so here's the next question, everybody. A single person who is likely to live to age 90 is generally going to be better off claiming Social Security benefits at age, and answer A is 62, answer B is 66, answer C is 70, answer D is 75, and then there's don't know. Sherry, I actually know an answer, but tell us what it is.
Well, The answer to this question is C, net 70. Mm-hmm. This question is very much like the last question, but I thought it was important to add, you know, to make sure that it gets in there because it is one of the questions on the quiz that that talks about Social Security or addresses Social Security and when the best time to take it. So, of course, the factor, one of the factors I just mentioned is your life expectancy.
Yes.
So what it looks like to you, I mean, did your parents, you know, I would say to you, if you were coming in and talking to me, I would say, Paula, tell me a little bit about your family history. You know, your mom, your dad, are they still living? You know, do you know anything about their parents, that kind of thing? How's your health? Those kind of things.
And that's part of the interview you have with them as their financial advisor.
Absolutely. Absolutely, because we're looking at these things.
I see.
Trying to, you know, help them determine when it is the best time for them to start their benefit.
Got it.
So because this could affect, obviously, your total benefit, right? So if you delay it till 70, it's always a good idea because you're going to have a higher benefit for a longer time.
That's it. Yeah, so obviously that makes a lot of sense. And I didn't realize the difference could be pretty dramatic, almost the difference of $1,000 a month that you would get. Huh?
Right, right. Now, let me talk a little bit about that because one of the things that's important, I think, to remember is when you're looking at this claiming question, what you're really looking at is how can I improve my retirement income?
I see.
How can I improve my retirement
income? So you're thinking ahead rather than just grabbing money.
Right. Of course. Of course. So it's like if you take it at, going back to the other example, at 62 and it's 1500, but if you wait till your full retirement, 2500, well, then you also have the option if you want to wait till 70, right? Which is, this says, and even our last question or answer is, and that is that if your full retirement age, whether it's 60, 66 and a half, or 67, you have an option if you want to delay it, which is called suspend it, till the age 70, and it grows at 8% every year thereafter. And many people will do that too.
You know, now I always wondered, let's say a person decides to take it at 62 because of the circumstances in their life at that time, and they're scared and they just need extra money. And then let's say by the time they're 65 or maybe even 63, things improve. Can you put a hold on it so it'll grow some more, or is that it? Once you commit, you're in.
Well, you can stop taking it, but there's a lot of other factors around, like paying it back and so on and so forth to take it at a later time.
Oh, I see. So that's not the easiest thing.
So unless
thing
you have
to
a
do.
Lump sum to pay back from what they've been paying you, that could be not always in your best interest.
Okay. Yeah. So once you make your decision, you're pretty much in.
Right, right, right.
Got it.
Right.
Okay. Right. So let's look at the next question here, number three. According to the Social Security Administration, in 2033, they will only have funds to pay for approximately what percentage of promised benefits? Ooh, this is a great question because I know a lot of people are worried about this.
It's a very, very good question. Mm.
So, okay, the A is to pay for 0% of promised benefits. B is 25% of promised benefits. C is 50% of promised benefits. And D is 75% of promised benefits. All right, Sherry, I think the world is holding on. Well, we know there's a don't know option.
Right.
But you know, so we don't have to worry about that option.
Right.
The world's holding on to find out because a lot of people are worried about this, that the whole Social Security system's going to go away. So first tell us, what's the correct answer? And then do you have any inside scoop on Social Security? Will it stay or will it go?
Right. Okay, so Paula, the correct answer for this question is D. It's 75%.
Mm-hmm.
So according to the Social Security Administration, in 2033, they will only have funds to pay for approximately 75% of the promised benefits.
Ooh. Okay, so now, that's 2033. That's a little ways off.
It's not that far off, really. Yeah. I mean, for people that are approaching and thinking about retirement if they're 55. Mm-hmm. So that's 13 years, let's see, 15 years, 15 to 14 years away.
That's true. That's not very far.
That's really not
But
that
I was
long.
Just thinking back on the questions we were just looking at. So let's say I was 62 and I'm trying to decide, do I wait to 70? That's 8 years from now. So I'd still be good to be getting the whole 100% 8 years from now. But 15 years from now, probably not. So that person might need to be thinking differently.
Well, let me just tell you this. If Congress doesn't act, the Social Security Trust Fund will be depleted after 2033. So mm-hmm. what does that really mean when they say depleted? That means that the program will only be able to pay 77 cents on a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
On a dollar's benefits. Owned through additional taxes, mm-hmm. Through the tax revenue that's been received. So does that mean that it's going to end up that way? Absolutely not. And we don't know. Mm-hmm. Have I seen any legislation? Have we seen any legislation to the contrary? Mm-hmm. No, we haven't. Mm-hmm. Do I think or do those of us in the industry as financial advisors and planners and so on and so forth think there will be change? Yes, we do believe that there'll be change. Think about this. So if you're running for office,
mm-hmm. which, and by the
locally,
way, I'll never do.
Yeah, locally running for office and, you know, Congress, whatever, you know, you would vote against making changes to the Social Security Trust Fund mm-hmm. so people would receive more of their benefits or less of their benefits. Do you think that would affect how you would vote for that person?
Of course.
Right, mm-hmm. right. So if you do nothing, so if the Congress does nothing, if the House of Representatives, if they do nothing, then it's like committing political suicide.
I see. So what you're saying is there's hope.
Absolutely.
It's probably,
absolutely.
They're going to find a way to save it.
Absolutely. I mean, well, there's obviously there's been a lot of debate around this mm-hmm. and there will be, continue to be, but they've looked at different things. They've looked at taking the Social Security Trust Funds out of the government hands and giving them back to the individuals or put it in the private sector. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people believe, and there's good argument for, they think that they would do a better job.
Uh-huh. So with private sector, would that be like banks or trusts? It could be
trusts. A trust could be set up. It could be through banks. It could be financial institutions. There's talk about would let's say, you know, you or I be able to control our own, mm-hmm. you know, or would it be, mm-hmm. you know, in something that that would be controlled for us? But mm-hmm. still, that's not a lot different than the government, is it?
Yes.
So,
right.
So there's good argument for that both ways, mm-hmm. but how it will end up, we don't know, right?
Yeah, it's a big mystery, and it's kind of a scary one for a lot of people right now.
It's very, very scary because if you're anywhere from 13, 14, 15 years away before, mm-hmm. you know, you're going to start taking your retirement, you're thinking about these things
a lot.
And that's where you hear the people say, well, Social Security won't even be around. I better take what I can now.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You know.
Well, when we come back in the next segment, let's talk a little bit about all that, Sherry. What's the future going to look like?
Right.
with it, without it. All right. We'll be back in just a moment with Sherry Blair, our financial consultant and sponsor. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more Change It Up with Paula Shaw on AM 1170, The Answer.
Change it. Turn and face the strain. Change it.
When you're the victim of an accident or someone's negligence, insurance companies are not going to give you fair compensation for your injuries, damage to your property, and lost income. They actually try to minimize your claim. Don't sign anything until you talk with John Sahar and the Sahar Law Firm in Carlsbad. For over 29 years, John has done battle and has won millions of dollars in damages, medical bills, loss of earnings, and pain and suffering for his clients. John Sahar will stand toe-to-toe with the big insurance companies to make sure you get every dime the law demands, and you don't pay until John collects money on your behalf. From San Diego to LA, Santa Barbara to San Bernardino, for auto accidents, product liability, dog bites, any injury caused by another. If it brings pain and suffering, bring Sahar to the case. For a free case evaluation, call 760-683-2048. 760-683-2048. The Sahar Law Firm, fighting for you. 760-683-2048.
Welcome back to Change It Up with Paula Shaw Radio. I am in studio with our sponsor, Sherry Blair of Sherry Blair Financial Services. You can reach her at Sherry Blair, spelled C-H-E-R-I-B-L-A-I-R, financialservices.com or at 619-997-0416. And if you are either watching on Facebook or listening to this show, stick around because Sherry is enlightening us about some information we all need to know about how we can handle our money wisely in retirement. And her work specializes on really helping to educate women so that they can use their money wisely and make it last longer. So I think that's something all of us need to know. I know I'm delighted to be learning from you, Sherry. So you were talking about some interesting information. We were talking about the whole Social Security system. Is it going to stay? Is it going to go? And all of these things you believe about it. Would you give us some more of that information?
Yes, yes. Thank you, Paula. I was just sharing that some of the reasons why, you know, it's believed that, well, we are headed into what could be a crisis. I mean, to have your Social Security drop by 75% mm-hmm. or 275%. So if you're getting $1,000 a month, you're getting $750. And then over a course of a year, what does that add up to? Over, you know, 5, 10 years, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
And, you know, that could make, for some people's lives, it could make a significant difference because women tend to rely heavily, more heavily on Social Security benefits than men do.
Oh, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. So how does that work? Are we saying that single women or, I mean, if you're a couple, let's say, you know, the man's getting his Social Security and she's probably getting hers.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So when we talk about women relying more on it, is that because with most couples, maybe the men did some kind of investing or something and then there's more money to pull from or is it just women in general, you know, actually?
So we're talking, and you know, and these numbers and these statistics, we're talking about women that have either, they're single. So
okay.
They become either divorced or mm-hmm. widowed, or maybe they never did, you know, marry.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they're just women statistically by themselves end up relying more on Social Security. So if you're a couple, right? And your husband has Social Security, you have Social Security, and then whatever you might have together, that feels more safe, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that feel a little bit more secure than being, you know, by yourself and only what you've done? Now, if you've done great things and, you know, you don't find yourself in that situation, that's wonderful, but not statistically women do rely more.
You know what, Sherry? I think this is kind of a great place for me to mention to our listeners that Sherry and I have talked before about the fact that a lot of women are embarrassed that
right.
they either that they don't have more or that they don't know more. And so they don't seek help from somebody like you.
Right.
But what I'm hearing you say is that can make all the difference because you're making decisions about your money, whether it's Social Security or whether it's multi-millions
right.
that you've invested.
Absolutely, Paula. Good point. Absolutely.
So how can people learn from you? How do they reach you, get together with you? I just want to be sure that we get that in, and we'll give it to them again at the end
right,
of the
right,
segment.
Right, right, right. Well, like you've said a couple times, they could always obviously reach me by calling me directly at 619-997-0416,
mm-hmm.
right? Or come to my website, which is SherryBlairFinancialServices.com. And
you have a little gift for them if they go to your website, right?
I do.
What is that?
Well, Right now, if they'd like to receive a personalized, no-obligation Social Security analysis, right? Mm-hmm. So that would be like determining when I should start taking my Social Security.
Oh, that's helpful.
Yeah, what looks better based on where I am today and what I've saved, what you know, whatever, and what kind of Social Security am I going to get? Is it better to start as early as 62? Or should I wait till my full retirement age, right?
So you have an analysis they take online?
Well, actually, no. You give you would go online. Mm-hmm. You would give me the information, like how to get a hold of you, right? And that's on the website. And then I would contact you. We would contact you.
Oh.
And we'd have a phone interview
at
over the phone.
At no cost?
Oh, my
gosh. That's a true gift.
Yeah.
Get that information, everybody.
That's right. That's right. And then we'd send it out to you or... You know, if you chose to come in and take a look at it, you know, it's like,
So you'll talk to them on the phone, ask certain kinds of questions that are going to help you determine what's best for
them. Right. We would ask, ask the questions and basically there's programs set up to, you know, after all this information is put into those programs to determine, you know, different scenarios and when that's best for you to take
them. Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah, so somebody doesn't even have to leave the comfort of their chair.
No. That's what's the beautiful thing about today. You can use the phones and use Zoom and get right into somebody's office, right?
And there's also a wonderful book that you're offering people today. Would you tell them about that?
Oh, yes. This is a booklet that's all about empowering today's woman. So this gives you information. It's a guide to help enhance Social Security benefits for women. Oh. So if you haven't started taking your Social Security and you're looking at that, this is a wonderful little book that gives you some information to, you know, answer questions. And if nothing else, open your eyes to things so you have, you know, you might need to go, I'm going to go to an advisor or someone else professional to talk to find out more about these questions.
Very good. How did they get that book?
Well, the same way. They could go to my website,
okay,
give us your information, indicate there that you're interested in that book, and we'll make sure that we send that out to you directly.
Great. Yeah. And again, that book is called The Empowering Today's Woman.
That's right.
I love it. All righty. Okay, Sherry. So
I just want to go back to a little bit of what we were talking about
yes,
with Social Security.
Please do.
I think that's important. And one of the reasons for this... concerned that the trust fund will go down and you won't be able to take your whole benefit. And a lot of that, you know, there's several different reasons, but one of the things is that I want to talk or address the cost of living increase that we've gotten in Social Security. For those people that are receiving Social Security or have been, will know that like over the last several years, there's been very small increase, very minimal or nominal increase. I mean, in 2017, it increased by 2%. So you would have seen your...
And that's like a cost of living adjustment?
That's a cost of living increase.
So they're giving you a little bit more.
A little bit more.
2%.
So 2016 was not even 1%. It was 0.3%. And then there's one other example that I wanted to share.
Yes,
I think this is a good example because some people just don't get this. And when I share it with people, they go... They go, I had no idea. So I have an example because you know I have a lot of brothers, right?
Yes, I do.
I have five brothers, being the only girl. So, well, one of my brothers, you know, married a woman and her name is Sally Anna.
Mm-hmm.
They were married for more than 10 years. They got divorced and then he married again, a second wife.
Mm-hmm.
And her name was Susan. And they were married over 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got divorced again and remarried a third wife. And her name is Sarah.
Uh-huh.
And Sarah, she already had two children of her own.
Uh-huh.
And he chooses to adopt them. And now they've just been married over a year. And then because he's a little older, he's decided that instead of just continuing to work, he wants to retire. So because they were married for 10, his first wife, because they were married for 10 years, Sally Anna, she decides that she's a full retirement age too, and she wants to retire as well. So she can get, and his retirement, by the way, was $2,000 a month.
Mm-hmm. His Social Security benefit.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Keeping me straight. So Social Security benefit was $2,000 a year.
A month.
A month. So Sally Anna, his first wife, she retires, and she's going to get 50% of that.
Okay.
So she gets $1,000 a month.
Is that in addition to her own Social Security, or is that all she's getting?
Right now, in this scenario, this is all she's getting.
Yeah, okay,
she,
got
she
it.
She didn't work when they were together.
Okay,
or whatever,
got
so.
It.
So, yeah, so then he was, okay, so he was also married to a second wife mm-hmm. for over 10 years, right, Susan? And she is also hitting full retirement age, and she decides that she wants to get Social Security, and she gets 50% of his $2,000, which is another $1,000.
Uh-huh. And he still gets money, too?
He gets his $2,000. The first wife gets $1,000. The second wife gets
$1,000. Stay married more than 10 years at least, guys.
There you go. And even though he's been married for only over a year with his third wife, she's coming on retirement, and she says, you know, I want to retire as well. So she gets 50% of that $2,000 for $1,000. So she gets $1,000. So and
everybody is doing well.
And her two children, of all things, they get $1,000 each because they're underage.
Oh my
god. So that's a $7,000 total payout for someone that only earned $2,000.
Wow.
Social Security.
Amazing. Well, Sherry,